Now we come to the Gospel in cycle C. It will be taken from Luke. Cycle A does Matthew. Cycle B does Mark. Cycle C does Luke. But always the first Sunday of Lent is the temptation of Jesus. That's to get us ready. So, you know the story. What I want to do before, well, I'll read a bit of the story and then we'll do this. Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit, Mark says driven by the Spirit, for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. First thing he has to do, and we should remember this, church, first thing we have to do is eliminate Satan. Then we can preach. Drive him out. Then we can preach. Jesus does this now. He binds the strong man. Then he can plunder his goods. So he delivers, liberates, exorcises, heals, preaches, teaches, loves freely because he's bound. But he'll come back, as Luke says. When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. That is only Luke. But he'll be back. Be back, spurring them on to insult him, mock him, beat him, hang him on a cross and stand there laughing at him. Who's pushing them to do that? You see? And then it's over. Resurrection. Death is undone. Punishment from Adam, now undone. Because he rises, we all rise. That's what we're getting ready to celebrate, right? And so, the text. You see, you know the story. Now, Luke has it a little bit different. He has the bread, then the kingdoms of the world, and then jumping from the parapet of the temple. Whereas the other two have changed the stones into bread, jumped from the parapet of the temple, and worship the devil and take over all the things of the world. Now what we don't get, and what Dostoevsky is going to help us get, is what's the drive here? Do you think these are just the temptations of Jesus? No. They're the temptations every day of the church. To be a Messiah other than the one God the Father wills. Have great social work. Be great whatever. No. No. It's the will of the Father. The plan of the Father. You see? Adhere to that. In our own life, Father, what's your plan for my life? Am I doing what you want? Am I there? Or am I saying, you know, I remember once in the souk over there in Israel, I was with a fellow who spoke much better Arabic than I did. Much, much. And he was helping me buy these sandals. So I got him, I picked him up, and I heard him say to the guy, "See, what was the price? Well, let's say, it was 12 shekels. I don't know what it was." The guy started, my friend started to bargain with him because he spoke flawless Arabic. And he was an Italian, but the kind of Italian who looks Oriental, if you know what I mean. So he looked and spoke like an Arab. He had no idea that he was not a Palestinian, this, my friend. So he started to say, "Well, can you give him a break on that?" And the guy went, "Between you and me, you know I'm giving him the lowest price because you're asking me to." You see? Just that's all there was to. But it's that, you see, unity. Okay. So I'm going to read a lot of Dostoevsky. It's from the Brothers Karamazov, The Grand Inquisitor. because it's one of the finest commentaries on this. Jesus is tempted to be a Messiah other than the one willed by the Father. I got a much better way to do this, Jesus. You know? Well, he tells the church, I got a much better way to do this, church. And the church has to say, take off. We can only do what we're doing the way the Father wants it. Preach the gospel. Oppose abortion. Make no compromises where we can't compromise. We can't do anything else. Because if we do, if the whole world becomes Catholic, God will hold his nose. It'll stink. It's not Catholic. So we're back to that text that I began with, right? I don't know where it is now, but it said, all the evil in the world is caused by unbelieving Catholics, or whatever it said. I've lost it for now, but you remember it, you know, from Pius X. Lukewarm Catholics. Not even falling away. Just lukewarm. Because you are the salt of the earth. If you don't have any salt, you're useless. What else can we do with you? Right? You're the light of the world. What do you do with the light? You light it. This is the drive behind this new evangelization. All right, we better move on. But I'm going to sort of give this exegesis. You know the story. I'll have the English text. Here it is. Okay. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Luke is always careful to mention that, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry and he was weak. Because he's a human being. Then the devil comes to him. Now, is he trying to find out if he is the Son of God? Or is he trying to provoke him into proving he's the Son of God in a way that the Father doesn't want and then ruining the whole plan? He's a show-off. He's not a Messiah. So he's getting at him. Well, Dostoevsky has such insight into that. Okay. So in the Brothers Karamazov, the Grand Inquisitors are tall. It's in Seville, take place in Spain. In Seville, the tall, ascetic Franciscan. Why Dostoevsky wants to make up a Franciscan, I don't know. And there's a funeral cortege coming out of the cathedral. A little girl had died, and they're going to bury her. And Jesus is there. He's come back. Some recognize him. Say, Jesus, please, can't you please do so? Yes. And he raises the child. And the Grand Inquisitor says, arrest that man. So at midnight that night, this is all Dostoevsky, at midnight that night, the Great Inquisitor visits Jesus in his cell. And he starts saying things like, why did you come back? It's taken us all these years, 1,500 years, 1,600 years, to undo what you tried to do. You thought men wanted to be free. They don't want to be free. They want to be safe. We know. But we'll lay down our, you know, and we'll dominate and tell them what to do. This is every socialist government, one way or another. They're not all devils. I'm not saying that. But the great temptation, we will run it for you, your life, you see? And so, this is Dostoevsky now. It has taken us nearly, well now this line, 1,500 years to undo your mistake. And then this is the Dostoevsky's quoting the Grand Inquisitor. The terrible and wise spirit, the spirit of self-destruction and non-existence, the great spirit talked with you. And we are told in the books that he apparently tempted you. And then I'm paraphrasing Dostoevsky. You could have changed those stones into bread, and men would have followed you and hung on your every word, but you preferred to leave them free. We, on the other hand, know what they need. I'm paraphrasing here. It's not exactly Dostoevsky, because it's longer, and we don't have time. They will marvel at us. Now this is because it's miracle. They will marvel at us and will regard us as gods. Having become their masters, we consented to endure freedom and rule over them. So dreadful will freedom become to them in the end. Don't you see the television doing that? Taking away our freedom, eat this bread, drink this milk, buy this soap, wear this coat. And if you don't, social pressure. Or a Christian trying to talk up in a crowd, shut up! See, we don't want to be bothered. And so we consented. So they don't have to be free. We shall tell them that we do your bidding and rule in your name. We shall deceive them again, for we shall not let you come near us again. Any cleric that waters down the gospel is part of the Grand Inquisitor. That deception will be our suffering, for we shall be forced to lie. That was the meaning of the first question in the wilderness, and that was what you rejected in the name of freedom, which you put above everything else. Jesus will never force our freedom. Now I have to hurry along. So then the second one, cast yourself down in Luke. That's the second one. You know, oh man, will they ever be impressed? You jump from the top of the tower of the temple. And wow, and the angels caught you, as the psalm says. Jesus says, you see, remember, he says, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. Nobody else, not the stock market, not the government. You know, a government that wants to feed us all and clothe us all and take care of us all is represented by the Grand Inquisitor and undone by the temptations of Jesus in the desert. You see? And then the Grand Inquisitor, this is again Dostoevsky, we have corrected your great work and base it on miracle, mystery, and authority. And men rejoice that they were once more led like sheep, and that the terrible gift which you had brought them, which had brought them so much suffering, had at last been lifted from their heart. The terrible gift is freedom. Without freedom, we can't love. We can be safe, but we can't love. I keep all the rules because I don't want to get in trouble. Or do I keep all the, remember, oh, one of the Jewish scholars, I forgot his name now, he said, look, in the Torah it says, don't eat shrimp. So what's wrong with shrimp? I don't eat shrimp. I don't know what's wrong with it, but I do that to show God that I love him, which is so beautiful, see? By accepting this last counsel, which is different, you know, you then, the source to whom to entrust his conscience is the possessor of mystery, that's us. And how at last to unite all in a common, harmonious, and incontestable anthill for the need of universal unity in this third and last torment of men. We'll gather them, we'll tell them what to do, we'll, and they'll be happy. They have enough to eat, enough to drink, you know, and so, and they'll do whatever we tell them. That's the temptation. Dostoevsky saw it coming in communism. And that's why he wrote the way he did. May God bless us and help us get ready for Lent.